This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, "The government is committed to create new institutions and give opportunities to students of the country." The bill provides IIM Guwahati with a corpus fund of 555 crore rupees, and admission to this institute will start in this academic year. The Special Intensive Division of Electoral Roll issue today disrupted proceedings of both Houses of Parliament, leading to multiple adjournments. The Lok Sabha was adjourned four times, while the Rajya Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled after the fourth adjournment at 5 p.m, the Lok Sabha passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. The bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the digital technology sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 11 years.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
After passing the bill by voice vote, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. India today successfully test-fired intermediate-range ballistic missile Agni 5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. India's infrastructure output, as measured by the combined index of eight core industries, has increased by 2% in July this year compared to the same period a year ago. According to the provisional data released by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry today, four of the country's core sectors, including steel, cement, fertilizer, and electricity, recorded positive growth during the last month. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 10 females, surrendered across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. The World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves Bazaar, a digital B2B marketplace, has been launched in Melbourne, Australia today. In a social media post, Consulate General of India in Melbourne said this initiative will bring together more than 50 Indian and Australian filmmakers for over 465 meetings that will pave the way for co-productions, investment opportunities, global distribution tie-ups, and vital knowledge exchange. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Afghanistan's Herat province. The accident occurred last night when a passenger bus collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway linking Iran to Herat city. The Indian duo of Saurabh Chaudhary and Suruchi Inder Singh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the Asian Shooting Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. Saurabh and Suruchi defeated the Chinese Taipei pair of Liu Hengyu and Xie Xiang Chen, 17-9. With this medal, India's total medal tally in the senior category of the tournament climbs to 4. With this, India's overall medal tally has risen to 14 medals so far, including 6 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.